Now, the survey reported that 2/3 of Americans believe that our corporate leaders should rely on their religious beliefs and values to guide them in their business. And yet, there are many folks that will tell you that religion no longer plays a role it once did in the lives of Americans, and they'll cite dwindling church and synagogue attendance, and that might seem to present a problem. Do you have any idea what role that religion and personal faith presently play in the lives of our country's financial and corporate leaders?
Well, certainly there are many corporate leaders who are deeply religious. And I think the one important value that religion brings to this discussion is the age-old question of how one treats one's neighbor and the recognition that we are a country of neighbors. And therefore, we're not dealing only with an abstraction of a consumer or an investor, but we're dealing with a real-life person whose welfare is going to be affected by our decisions. And I think that recognition that we all have a responsibility to each other, and that comes out of the Christian tradition, the Jewish tradition, the Islamic tradition, that's a very important value. We should not be reticent in articulating it. And it's one of the most important things that religion brings to our culture in general, but certainly to any successful business culture.
Well, can Christians change the tone and direction of our culture, do you believe?
I think it is one of the fundamental responsibilities of a person of faith to bring those values into the public sector, not in a confrontational way, but certainly from a Christian perspective, one would do that as a matter of personal witness. And that witness has to be something that is, like I say, personal, but personal in two senses. One, that it's authentic with the individual who's professing it. And secondly, that it affects other persons in an authentic, real way that makes a difference in their life. And so this is how religions have historically influenced the culture. And I think we would be much poorer if those values from our Judeo-Christian heritage are diminished in society, because let's say if we look back even at recent history, a more humane, a greater commitment to the common good, a greater commitment to those less fortunate, a greater commitment to those who are suffering or who have a particular kinds of hardship in their lives. These are all responses that come out of a Christian Judeo heritage. And I think we have to do a lot to try to preserve that, because everyone benefits regardless of their religious faith or their lack of faith.
Carl, for those people that say the bottom line is the bottom line, is there a payoff or competitive advantage for companies whose leaders conduct their business ethically and with the high standards and values that you're calling for?
Well, I would say, you know, it's not just my view, but take a look at Jim Collins and Jerry Porras' book, Built to Last, which I don't know how many million copies that book has sold, but the conclusion they had was that the most successful American corporations over time are ones who are committed to a value beyond and above profit. Profit is always important. You've got to have profit if you're going to survive. But the great companies, companies listed in Built to Last, for example, like Johnson & Johnson or Marriott are two examples, or Boeing, are companies that have historically placed the value beyond profit. People recognize that, and they respect it, and it's what they found to be a key to long-term success. So, yes, I would say that's a very much part of it, as is a strong ethical stand, because that is what is going to build affinity in terms of both investors and in customers and in loyalty to the company among employees.